Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gentleman. It's the 11th of April and I'm winding my way to work through the park. The daffodils are pretty much all dead now. But the trees are getting greener, so spring is definitely on the way. Also got sunshine. The air is pretty chilly though, which is also what we found on our recent holiday to Dorset, which was lovely. I'd never been to Dorset, but not sort of proper Dorset. I've been to Bournemouth. I think that's part of Dorset. That's sort of on the eastern edge. I've not even been to Poole. But I'd never been to the Jurassic Coast. So that's what we made up for this time. And we spent a long weekend down there, seeing things like Dirtle Door and Chesil Beach and Lyme Regis. And we were extremely lucky with the weather because it was a fantastic, sunny, warm weekend. Having said that, so the air was fairly cold, so you always wanted to have your hoodie with you just to make sure you don't get cold when it's a bit windy, even though as soon as you're out of the wind, the sun was beating down. So we spent one day in a cove next to Dirtle Door. There was no wind and it was absolutely baking. I mean, you could have gone in the water. I mean, it was very keen, even though the water, and people were swimming, but it was cold. The water's still very cold. And then we experienced, this was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It was just within a few minutes, I suddenly noticed a slight breeze. There hadn't been anything at all. There was no shade, no breeze, no nothing. All of a sudden, a slight breeze, and I thought, that's fantastic. At least it's getting a little bit more refreshing. And then I saw sort of clouds moving in over the sea. Then the sky started clouding over, and all of a sudden it got a lot windier and it was cold. All of a sudden it was really cold. So people packed up. It was very busy. It was Sunday. People packed up en masse and we made our way back up the hill, back to the car. That was just incredible. And it just reminds you how unpredictable the sea is. That it can turn from being a glorious day into being quite cold and windy, just like that. And also, it was hazy the first few days we were there, but visibility was fine otherwise. But then it just kind of turned into walking through fog. So I would not have liked to be on the southwest coast path, because the clouds were going right over the cliff, so I'm not sure anyone up there whether they would have seen very well where they were going. That was incredible. And then a day later, the visibility was completely different. So it was still a nice sunny day, but a few clouds in the sky, but that's fine. So the weather was very much the same, but all of a sudden it was clear. You could all of a sudden see the coast, the other side, and it was no longer so hazy. It's interesting. The colouring was, as if colour of the sky and everything, it was very much like summer. So all the pictures I took very much looked like it was already summer. We managed to do a lot of the landmarks down there. And we went fossil hunting, but we didn't find anything. I thought fossils just sort of lie around and you just have to find them. But no, apparently you need a pickaxe and you need to know which stones to try and smash to find maybe a fossil inside. So it's a bit like pearl hunting, possibly. What else? But it was a lovely long weekend away. Very busy though. Now I'm back at work, even though I could do with a rest actually, and I've got some more busy days ahead of me. So I'll probably come Easter. Originally I was going to do some DIY and and paint the kitchen, but I think there's other stuff that I need to do first, and the DIY will have to wait until the May bank holiday, potentially. Let's see if I get round to it then. But yeah, it's just really busy, and actually I just like to just go flop at Easter and not do anything. Talking about busy, it's very busy here as well. So yeah, but I know it's funny, as a few of my friends have also gone away just for this sort of longish weekend rather than for the whole week. So yeah, funny coincidence. And I know schools down there only just broke up on Friday. So again, we've had slightly different holidays from everyone else. But yeah, had a great time. Really good. Looking forward to going again sometime, hopefully. It's very sort of English seaside, but yeah, like I said, I mean, we were incredibly lucky with the weather. Also have to say, people are very, very nice down there, and not just people who work in the tourist industry. I mean, I have to say, anyone working in the sort of local pubs that we went into, they were all incredibly nice. With the chains, you get what you always get. But yeah, even people who just work in normal shops, so who don't have to be, you know, like supermarkets, who don't have to be nice to tourists, even they were all really friendly. So yeah, it was a really good experience. So we'll see. At some point, we're going to make it back, I think. I also don't know where they film all these films where you need kind of chocolate box type houses. So we went to, we stayed in Weymouth. We went to Portland, which is the island just off Weymouth, and they have several quarries. They all seem to mine this kind of stone, this kind of sandstone type stone that is used for a lot of houses. We even wondered whether there's some kind of stipulation that you have to use that. But no, I did see a few brick-built houses too. But not very many, but I think that's partly what gives it that kind of charm. There's all the houses are made out of big blocks of that yellow sandstone, and obviously you get your thatched cottages and romantic bubbly brooks, and yeah, when you go a bit further inland. So yeah, it's absolutely lovely. I recommend it. And it worked really well as a nice little holiday. Anyway, nearly at work and nearly at the end of the boo, so I'll say thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.